Thank you for that wonderful song. It was a wonderful introduction to my message this morning.
很感谢胡元龙弟兄一家这个歌哈，他们这个歌刚好为我的今天的正道做了一个引言。
We're happy to have each one of you here today worshiping with us.
我们很高兴今天大家能够在一起，一起崇拜我们的神。
We want to welcome our young people. It's good to see them today with us.
特别想欢迎我们的青少年，他们今天可以和我们在一起。
So I trust now that we can get our minds together as we listen to the Word of God and what He is trying to direct to our hearts.
我们现在可以安静我们的心，然后一起预备来听神要对我们说什么话。
Can we pray just for a moment?
我们一起来祷告。
Jesus, dear, as we bring this message, we pray that you will open each of our hearts, each of our eyes, each of our understanding this morning.
亲爱的主耶稣，当我们今天在讲到的时候，求你开我们每个人的心，开我们的眼睛，开我们的灵，让我们来接受你的话。
In Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. I have watched documentaries on men that like to climb these mountains, these scaled walls that almost looks like.
我看过一些纪录片哈，讲那些喜欢攀岩的人，然后或者是爬登山的运动员。
And they will look at those walls and they will begin to, in their minds, make a plan.
他们看到那个很陡的那个岩石峭壁的时候，他看的时候心里就开始有计划，在想怎么来爬。
To my eye, it would look like they could never make it up.
那我看那个东西就想，怎么可能爬得上去呢？
But actually what they're looking for is places that they can put their hook that will hold them.
那他们看的时候，他们就在找那些地方，可以让他们把他们的那个钩子啊，钉子可以插进去，能够拽得住的地方。
So as they climb up the mountain, they begin to find places to put their hook and hold them steady.
那他们一边爬就一边找下一个能够放他们的这个安稳的那个能够扎进去的地方。
And a little further, and again they put their hook.
然后再远一点，再看能够放在哪里。
Until finally they get to the top.
就这样一点一点的，最后能够爬到顶上去。
That reminds me of the fact that you and I are asked to believe in Jesus by faith.
那这样呢？这件事情让我想到，我们每一个人，其实我们相信耶稣都是凭着信心来的。
For some, it's like a sheer wall that they said, "No, I can't really believe."
那最开始的时候，可能你看上去就觉得好像是一个高岩峭壁，怎么可能呢？就是信仰也是这样，我怎么可能能够越过去呢？
But I want those people to be encouraged.Because we do not do it by blind faith.
但是我很想鼓励大家，我们相信不是说盲目的信。
You say we come to church, you want to be a Christian, so you just think to yourself, I gotta believe in Jesus, I want to believe in Jesus.
我到教会来，我想成为基督徒，我就说我一定要信，我非常想信。
God knows us; He understands man.
神知道我们是什么样的人。
So all through the Old Testament, which most of you may not be too familiar with,
那这个旧约圣经从始至终，可能我们很多人不太了解旧约。
God has put footholds for our faith.
神呢，就好像那个攀岩的人在放他们一步一步放他们可以立足点的那个一样，神也给了我们很多立足的地方。
There's a prophet here that tells us something about this one, this Son of God.
那这个有一个先知，他可能在每个地有一些地方讲到说，这个神的儿子是什么样，那就是我们一个立足点。
It began in Genesis.
最开始就是从创世纪开始的。
God said, "I'm going to send a man child."
神说我要女人的后裔，我要给女人赐一个
后裔。And he was going to defeat Satan.
他会来打伤你的头。
And so there we begin with our foothold.Getting our hold in there that we can put our hook.
在那里我们就有找到了一个立足点。
God has made a promise.
可以把我们的那个绳索拴在那里。
And that promise is real.
神给了我们一个真实
的应许。So I can put my little hook on that one.
在那个应许上我们就可以立足，就可以把我们的这个绳子拴在那里。
And as you go through the word of God, he tells you where this boy child is going to be born.
那当你继续读神的话的时候，他就告诉我们这个孩子会在什么地方降生，在那里我们就又找到一个
地方。He tells us what tribe he's going to come from. We put our hook there.
他又告诉我们他是生在哪一个支派，在那里又找到一个。
He tells us what family he's going to come from.
也告诉我们他是从哪一支出来的， 在那里又可以定一个立足点。
And then he gets to Isaiah, and he just seems like he cries out, "A child shall be born."
那当到以赛亚书的时候，他就说有一子要为我们而生。
A mighty God.
是全能的神。
A counselor.
是测试。
A prince of peace.
他是和平的君。
Got a big foothold there.
在那里有一个很结实的。很稳定的一个立足点，我们一定要在那里站住。
So when we say let us believe and trust in Jesus, we are not doing it blindly.
所以当我们说我们要相信，我们要信靠主耶稣的时候，这不是一个盲目的相信。
Our faith has support.
我们的信心是有依靠、有支柱的。
There was a time in the lives of the disciples in those 3 years that as they were walking along, Jesus asked them a question.
那这个。这些门徒跟随耶稣跟了他们三年，那在其中有一个时间的时候，耶稣问了他们一个问题。
You find that in Matthew 16:13-16.
在马太福音十六章，在我们周报的那个中间。
It really was a very important question.
耶稣问了他们一个很重要的问
题。He's been walking and working with them now for quite a little while, or at least a little while.
他们已经在一起有一段时间了。
They had seen his miracles.
他们看到耶稣行
神迹。They had heard his teaching.
听到他教训人。
They had seen his lifestyle, his kindness, his care.
看到他是怎样生活的，是怎样爱人、关心人的。
But now he comes down to the very, very center of the whole thing.
但是现在耶稣问他们这个问题，击中了中心。
Jesus said to those, "Who do men think that I am?"
他就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
And they began to tell him.
那他们就开始回答了。
Some say you're John the Baptist.
那有他们说有人说是施洗的约翰。
Now that was foolish.
这个好像有点不太靠边际。
For John the Baptist baptized Jesus. How could they be the same?
这个施洗约翰是给耶稣施洗的人，这两个人怎么一下变成一个了呢？
Some thought it was Isaiah.
那他又说有人说是以利亚。
Others say that you're Jeremiah come back.
又有人说是耶利米。
And others have said one of the prophets.
或者是先知里的一位。
So they were coming down, trying, grasping at something to try to explain to him what people were thinking about him.
他们就把这些别人说的话都拿来告诉耶稣，他们在一直在猜想他到底是谁。
But you see, they didn't have their faith hooked on the right things.
可是他们就好像那个爬山的人，没有找到立足点，不知道哪一个是。
And then he said to them, "But who do you think I am?"
那耶稣就问他们说：“你们说我是谁？”
Maybe I could ask you the same thing today.
也可能今天我要问你这样
同样的问题。Who do you think Jesus is?
你觉得耶稣是谁？
Is he a myth?
他是一个这个传说吗？
Is he a liar?
他是一个骗子吗？
You say, why would you say that? Because he claimed to be the Son of God.
你为什么这么？你可能会问我为什么这么说？因为他自己说他是神的儿子。
And if he wasn't the Son of God, then he wasn't true.
如果他不是神的儿子，那他就是一个说谎的。
Some have other thoughts about him.
别人也曾经这样想他。
Some may feel, well, he's just a good teacher. He was a good man, and they sort of built him up, and that's all he was.
有些人就会说，哎呀，他可能是一个挺好的老师，本来是个挺好的人，但是被人高抬了，然后把他的地位弄得很高。
So now he's asking his disciples, the ones that are following him, the ones that have to have a foundation of faith.
那这时候，耶稣问他的门徒这些问题。他的门徒是一直跟随他有几年了，有几年的时间。那他们的信心是在什么样的基础上的
？He said, "Who do you think I am?"
他问你们说我是谁
？And then we see the impetuous ones, something like me, that always is talking very, always breaking in, always giving my ideas.
就有一个人很爱说话的哈，就像我一样。
Once in a while, you need to say to me, "Peter, keep quiet."
所以你需要时不常提醒我说，那个彼得，你能不能安静点？
And it's Peter then that says, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
So we see now that Jesus said, "You know, Peter, the Holy Spirit gave you that."
这时候耶稣就对他说：“这因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我的天上的父指示的。”
Now John, in the very first chapter, we can look at John 1.5.
如果我们看到约翰福音第一章
，Maybe you can read that if you will in Chinese.
Chapter 1, verse 1 to 5.
嗯哼。
我们大家打开约翰福音第一章，我们一起来读约翰福音第一章的第一到第五节，请。 太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。好。
Okay. Now we see that the first appearance of Jesus in the manger was not his first reality. No.
那当耶稣最初降生在马槽里的时候，是他第一次出现吗？不是的。
John tells us here through the Holy Spirit that the Word was made flesh.
约翰借着神的灵告诉我们，是道与神同在。
And through him all things were made.
而且这万物是借着他造的。
Without him, nothing would have had been made.
没有一样不是借着他造的。
In him was life.
生命在他里头。
And that life was the light of all mankind.
这生命就是人的光。
The light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness hath not overcome it.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
Now we have to understand that Jesus became the light of the world.
我们要明白，耶稣他成为了世界的光。
In the very beginning of creation, He is the Father and as the Trinity. And don't ask me to explain the Trinity; it's beyond me. I'll tell you about it when I get to heaven.
在这个创世之初，他就与神同在，他是三位一体当中的一位。我没有办法跟你仔细解释三位一体是怎么回事，因为我也不清楚。等我到天堂，我就知道了。
But the Word of God says it, and I believe it.
因为神的话这样讲，我就是这样信的。
But we see now that He was going to be the light of the world.
但是我们看到在这里，他要成为世界的光。
That the world was in darkness.
这个世界是处在黑暗当中的。
God's presence had withdrawn itself in being within man. There was darkness in the hearts of man.
神并没有在这个世界上，所以人的心里满了黑暗。
I remember one Christmas, one of the first that Mrs. Shi and I were in China. We were, I believe, in Beijing or.
我们还记得我们有一次在中国，可能是在
北京的时候。It was Christmas night or Christmas Eve.
那个是刚好赶上过圣诞节，在圣诞前夜的那一天。
And back then, the only thing that you saw that looked like Christmas was in the hotel, and that was a Christmas tree.
那个时候是很久以前了，那大家没有过，那时候还国内没有过圣诞节，所以呢，唯一一个看上去有点圣诞节气息的呢，就是旅馆里面有一棵圣诞树。
So as we were lying in bed, I said, Dorothy, let's sing some Christmas carols.
那个时候我们就在酒店里，我就跟师母讲，我说那我们来唱一些圣诞歌曲吧。
And we sang, as we sang O Holy Night, there was a place in there that says, they're waiting in darkness.
那我们唱到一个讲到圣唱到一首歌叫做圣善夜，那里面有一句话说，就是人在黑暗中等待。
That was 20 years ago.
那个是20年前了。
The gospel was just more or less coming in.
那个时候福音
刚刚 through the radio.
从这个海外通过收音机等等传进。
Over the past 20 years since that light has got in, China has a strong Christian church.
可是在这过去的20年中，这个神的子民在不断的这个增加，在中国现在有一个很强大的教会。
In so much now that the government doesn't know what to do.
然后这个信主的人越来越多，这个政府都不知道
该怎么办。They see when they persecute it, more come in.
而且他们越受到逼迫，反而会人数越增加。
Sometimes when they say no, there are some of those that are so strong that says, yes, we've got to serve our Christ.
对，当这个政府要逼迫他们说不能信那个服侍神的时候，但是那些基督徒站起来说不，我们一定要服侍我们的主。
Why? Because the light came.
为什么他们能够这样？是因为
光照到了他们里面。And the light changed their life.
这个光改变了他们
的生命。The light changed their perspective.
把他们的价值观改变了。
The light gave them life.
这个光带给了他们
真正的生命。And they're not going to let go of it.
他们无论如何不能放弃。
That is what's held the church for the last 2,000 years.
这也是过去2000年来为什么教会能够屹立不动的缘故。
And then there came a time when that God had promised, I'm going to send you a son.
当神应许说我要差为你们赐下一子。
And we all know the Christmas story.
那这个圣诞节的故事我们都知道了。
When he was born, a little babe in the manger.
耶稣诞生在马槽里，是一个婴儿。
And then we see Matthew as he wrote it in the book that they cried out during that time, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel.
那我们看到在 马太福音里记载说，那个时候说到童女要生子，他们要给他起名叫以马内利。
Meaning God was with us.
就是神与我们同在。
Now through Jesus Christ, God the Father has ordained that He would be with man, and He sent His Son.
借着主耶稣的降生，神差他到我们中间来，神就与我们同在了。
Isaiah said.Of the greatest of the governments and peace, there will be no end.
那以赛亚书中说到这个，他的政权直到永远。
He will reign on David's throne.
他要坐在大卫的宝座上。
And over his kingdom, establish and uphold that which is justice and right.
那他的国度是 which chapter? Sorry,
Isaiah 9:7.
在以赛亚书第九章，他的国度直到永远。
We have to understand that when Jesus came, when God sent Jesus, He also sent the fact that the kingdom of God was now with us.
所以我们要知道说，当耶稣降生的时候，神差他来的时候，就把神的国一起差到我们当中来。
The kingdom of the world was dominant.
那个时候，这个世界上的王在
掌权。The word of God said their father is Satan.
但是神的话告诉我们，这个世界上的王是属撒旦的。
But when Jesus came, when the light came, when God would dwell with us,
可是当耶稣来的时候，当光来到我们中间的时候，当神与我们同在的时候
，We see now that the kingdom of God was established.
我们看到神的国就在我们当中建立了。
And it will go on forever and forevermore.
而且是要建立到永远，永远。
And as we belong in this kingdom.As we take on what He has given us, then we are part of this great kingdom of God.
当我们愿意和他相信他，愿意来和他一同负担的时候，我们就成为这个国度的一部分。
We're one little church here.
虽然我们在这里只是一个小小的
教会。But in the kingdom of God, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of churches and thousands and millions of believers.
但是在神的国度里，有成千的教会，有成千上万的会众。
This is no little kingdom.
这不是一个小小的国。
This is the kingdom that's going to rule the world.
这是一个要统治世界的国度。
This is the kingdom that's going to last forever.
这是一个要存到永远的国度。
And we have many, many scriptures in God's word. That's why He said, read them so you will know these things are true.
这个事情被记在圣经里，清清楚楚的记载的，所以我们一定要读圣经，让我们看到什么是真理。
Now God is with us when Jesus was born, but something had to happen.
那当耶稣降生的时候，神与我们同在了。
And that's why He sent Jesus.
但是还要做一件事，这也是他差耶稣来的缘故。
Now God made the first man perfect, gave him everything.
神造了第一个人亚当是完美的。
And man turned against God.
可是人犯了罪
disobeying,
不服从神背离他
blaming each other for what they did
而且还互相指责
what a disappointment but as God knows because he already had a plan ready
对神来说是怎样的失望但是同时神也知道所以他已经为他们预备了一个计划
now when God made Adam he said we're going to make man in our image
当神创造亚当的时候他说我们要照我们的形象来造人
So man was made in God's image. But now we see the second Adam was made the same way as the first Adam.
那所以人是照神的形象来造，但我们看到我们圣经上所说的第二个亚当，他就是取了神的形象，人的形象。
This is one of the reasons why he had to come.
这也是为什么他必须要到世上来的缘故。
Because God had to be appeased to see that a man could live a righteous life.
因为为了要得神的喜悦，神要看到人是可以按照他的心意讨他喜悦来生活的。
Oh, you say, but Jesus was divine, but Jesus was human.
你可以说，耶稣是神，当然对他来说容易。但是圣经告诉我们说，耶稣他就是也是人，和我们一样。
The same chemical reaction.
我们里面的化学反应他也有。
The same blood, the same way the blood flows through us, it flowed through him.
我们的血怎么样流，在他里面也是怎样流的。
Disease was prevalent.
那个时候他也会生病。
I don't think the Bible's going to tell us the times that Jesus might have gotten sick.
这个圣经上虽然没有给我们告诉我们耶稣生病的时候是什么样的状况。
Because all of us get sick.
这个是很正常很普遍的，每一个人都会
生病。 And so we have to realize that although he was the son of God, he left all of that in heaven.
我们要明白，虽然他是神的儿子，但他却放弃了自己神的权利。
He left his power in heaven.
他把他的能力和权柄放在。
He never did anything, most times it's recorded. He looked to the Father and asked the Father.
他把他的能力留在了天堂，当他需要做事的时候，他都是借着祷告求神。
He would go in the mornings to pray to his father. He always was in contact with the father.
他早上起来就去祷告，就去跟父神祷告。他总是和父神连接在一起。
It was always my father's will.
他总是说神的旨意，愿神愿我父神的旨意
成就。He left his power in heaven.
他把他的能力都留在了天堂。
The power that Jesus had was like the power we can have.
所以他所有的能力就像我们所能有的一样，我们要也有能够也能够从父神那里得到能力。
God didn't send Jesus to show you I'm God. I can do almost anything. I can do all things. Just leave me alone. You know, didn't do that.
神差耶稣到我们中间来，不是让我们看到说耶稣像神一样有神那样的能力。
He sent Jesus humble in a manger.
耶稣很卑微的在一个马槽里降生。
He gave him a very humble mother.
他给了他一个很卑微的母亲，只是一个这个少女。
He lived in a regular humble home. He didn't live in a palace.
他没有住在一个王宫里，他住在一个很普通的人家里。
He gave Jesus came to be like you and I.
耶稣到这世上来就是为了和像你我一样。
But then we see there came a time when he had to finish his work.
可是到一个程度，耶稣要完成他的工作。
Now he became our Savior.
因为这样，他就能够成为我们的救主。
From his birth until his death, he was our example.
从他的出生到他的去世，他一直都是我们的榜样。
The Father said, "I have sent my Son in a human body with human feelings, with human desires, with human all that man has, and my Son could still keep his eyes on me."
那神差耶稣来，他有人的性情、人的体质、人的习惯、人的想法，但是他仍然可以满足父神的心意，遵行父神的旨意。
My son could still had to depend on me.
神说我的儿子可以来依靠我。
And Jesus did that.
而耶稣就是这样做的。
Through all of his years,
在他在世的这些日子
he walked the way that God wanted a man to walk.
他成为我们的榜样，他成为神想要人成为的样式。
That's why he is our great example.
所以他是我们的学习的榜样。
That's why he set before us those things that God wanted us to know.
他让我们知道神要我们成为什么样子。
But then, of course, when it came to his death,
可是当然当他到死的时候
he took on the sins of the world.
他把世界上全世界的背都背在自己身上。
He was willing to allow his physical body the excruciating pain.
他愿意让他的这个肉体经历极大的痛苦。
He allowed his emotional body, his emotional mind to feel how it is to be despised, rejected, turned aside.
他让他的情绪和感情经历了被人厌弃、唾弃的痛苦。
And he died just like you and I in pain.
所以他的死亡也是像我们也会经历的一样，是在痛苦当中。
But to me, what he said on the cross at last has always been to me like a triumphant cry.
那对我来说，他在十字架上说的那句最后一句话，就好像一个成功的呼喊一样。
He cried out, "It is finished."
他最后说的是说成了。
He was finished what he came for.
他完成了他来这个世上所要做的事情。
He answered the prophecies of God.
他满足了这个神在圣经里所说的预言。
He came to the world, and he became our example.
他到这个世界上来，成了我们的。
Now he became our savior.
他也成了我们的救主。
But thank God it didn't stop there.
但是感谢神，这不并故事并没有到这里结束。
And some of us are not very aware of this.
我们当中可能有一些人并不知道。
So I want you to read Romans 8:33-34. Now get this.
那我们一起来读罗马书第八章。33:34.Romans 8. 翻到我们一起来读罗马书第八章33和34，请。 谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
He's become our advocate.
他成为我们的代祷者。
And you know what another name for an advocate is? A lawyer. He's come to plead our case.
你知道这个代求的人在这个法律上就是就好像是我们的律师一样，他作为我们的代表来去帮我们解决这个。
Now Satan may be always accusing us.
魔鬼常常会控告我们。
Trying to bring us under guilt.
让我们心里有罪疚感。
Trying to tear down our faith.
他要撕毁我们的信心。
And most always it's in our thought life and in our emotion.
常常是在我们的头脑中，在我们的感情上，我们会受
到这样的攻击。But there is one that said, knowing man, that if you fall, you have an advocate with your father.
可是神知道，神告诉我们，即便是我们跌倒了，有人在神面前为我们代求。
It is Jesus,
就是耶
稣, the one that is on the right hand of the Father.
他坐在神的右边。
Constantly making intercession for us.
一直为我们代求。
There's my child, Lord. She feels like she's done wrong, and she has, and I want you to forgive her.
神啊，我那个是我的。
I gave my life for her.
是我的孩子，他可能做错了事情，他也心里很难受，但是求你原谅他，因为我已经为他舍命。
You see, that's why we have a running, a relationship with Jesus.
这就是为什么我们要一直跟耶稣有一个很。
That's why he said, "I never leave you."
这也是为什么他说我必不离弃你。
I was your savior.
我是你的救主。
I was your example.
我也是你的榜样。
And now I watch over you as an advocate.
而现在我就在坐在神的右边，一直为你代求。
And don't you worry about it. I'm there.
他告诉你，你不用担心，我在那里。
That's why he said, "Like I said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you."
他说我必不离弃你。
Friends, we have a friend in Jesus.
朋友们，耶稣是我们的朋友。
In fact, it says in God's word, we have a brother in Jesus.
神的话告诉我们，耶稣是我们的长兄。
Now it's a little hard for us to say brother Jesus, isn't it?
如果我们可能叫耶稣叫哥哥，是不是有点奇怪呢？
But the fact that that's what he is.
可是事实上就是这样的。
That's one of his positions is our brother.
因为他的地位就是这样，他是我们的兄长兄。
And you know when you have a brother that loves you.
你知道，当你有一个哥哥很爱你的时候
，Nobody else is going to hurt you.
他一定会保护你，别人不会伤害你。
They're going to be watching out for you.
他会替你站出来说话的。
They're going to be taking care of you.
他会照顾你。
Oh, if we only recognize the power of Jesus in our lives.
我真是盼望我们都能在生活中经历到耶稣的能力。
Because he said, "If I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto me."
耶稣自己说，人子要被举起，要吸引万人归向我。
But it doesn't finish there.
但是并不仅仅如此。
He's right now making intercession. This is something going on right now.
就在此时此刻，他就在父神的右边为我
们祈求。But one day there's going to be something different.
但是你知道，有一天一切都会不一样了。
We think of Jesus as meek and mild, and he was.
我们常常说那个耶稣是很谦卑、很温柔的，他确实是这样。
And he was.
他是很蛮有爱心、非常有怜悯的，
确实不错。For us, really feeling for us.
他关心我们，他深深的体会我们的痛苦。
Weeping over Jerusalem and saying, "How oft would I've taken you as a hen takes her chicks, but you wouldn't."
那耶稣为耶路撒冷哭泣，他说：“我多次愿意像老母鸡聚集小鸡一样，把你们聚集在我的翅膀下。”
Now you see, those were actually examples for you and I.
这些都是对于我们来说都是榜样。
This is the life he wants us to live.
这是他要我们所过的生活。
But someday we're going to see Jesus different.
但是有一天我们会看到耶稣一个大不一样的耶稣。
And I mean every one of us.
而且那一天
Saint or sinner.
我们每一个人，不管你是圣徒也好，是不信主的也好，你都会看到。
And、I want you to read Revelations 1:12 through 18.
我请大家一起来读启示录第一章。启示录第一章十二节到十八节，翻到我们一起来读。我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台， 灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带，他的头与发洁白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。我一看见，就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。”好。
This is the beginning of John's revelation.
在这里，约翰开始写启示录的时候，有这样一段记录。
Said he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
他那个时候啊，被神提到神的面前。
And he was invited up to see the heavens.
然后他能够有机会看到这个天上的景象。
But first he saw what was happening then.
Then meaning
at the time this was written.
那他但是他先看到的就是在他那个时代的事情。
He saw, as it said, the seven candlesticks, the seven angels.
那在这里面讲到他看到七个金灯台，后来又看到七个天使。
Now they explain what that was.
那后面就讲到这个七星是什么意思？
He said that was the seven churches and the seven angels of the churches.
那这个七星就是七个教会的使者，那七灯台就是七个教会。
And then he was looking at them, and then he heard a voice.
那这个时候呢，他就听到一个声音。
And then he saw this man.
然后就看到这样一个形象。
Now remember, for 3 years he had walked.
那你要记得哈，他是约翰，是跟随耶稣跟了整整三年的。
And in the word, it implies that John was very close to him.
而且我们可以从前面看到，这个约翰跟耶稣是很亲近的。
He would lay his head on Jesus' breast when they were eating.
他们吃饭的时候，他就躺在耶稣的怀里。
It was John that he said, "Take care of my mother."
而且耶稣是对约翰说，你要照顾我的母亲。
So if there's anybody that should have known him.
那如果有人能够认得出耶稣的话，那约翰应该是可以的。
But it gives us a description of him.
但是这里他描述的耶稣是什么样子的
？He said he's likened unto the Son of Man. He was a man.
看
he had a body form.
好像人子，就是他的身体形象好像人子。
He was dressed in a robe from the top to the bottom.
然后穿着一个很长的衣服。
And he had in this robe.A golden sash that went around his chest.
那胸间束着这个所谓是一个斜背的这么一个金带。
Now immediately John knew what that meant.
那耶稣那个约翰马上就知道这个是什么意思。
For the Romans, when they were judges, the judges would wear this sash across their breast.
因为对罗马人的习惯来说
，that distinguished them as the judges.
就好像他那个时候罗马人的法官，他们都带这样一个带子斜带在这儿，所以这个。戴这种带子的人就表明他是一个法官，是一个有判断权的人。
The hair wasn't dark brown coming down and like they have him. No, that wasn't like that. It was white as wool.
那个头发并不是我们常常看到画的里面像是棕色的，而是说白色的。
His eyes was as blazing fire.
然后眼目如同火焰。
His voice was so strong, so powerful, so piercing. It sounded like the sound of rushing waters.
那这个他的声音很强大，很有力，然后。就好像水的有大水的声音。
In his hand was a double-edged sword.
他手里。
In his mouth was also.
那他口里出来一把两刃的利剑。
Now that's really we often when we would read about the double-edged or the sword, it's the word of God.
我们知道那个在圣经其他地方提到这个两刃的利剑就是神的话。
And so he was like shining so brilliant his face was.
所以他的眼目整个都是放光的。
And when John looked at him,
那当约翰看到的时
候 John fell on his face.
就扑倒在他脚前。
He couldn't look at him.
然后像死了一样，就是他没有办法，就看一眼就不行了，就倒下了。
And then Jesus went over and put his hand on John.
然后耶稣就到他面前来，把用右手按着他。
He said, "Don't be afraid."
说不要惧怕。
I am the first and the last.
我是首先的，
I am the living one.
我是那存活的。
I was dead, and now I am alive forever.
现在又活了，而且直活到永永远远。
So John recognized after this this was Jesus.
所以当耶稣说了这个话的时候，约翰就清楚地知道这就是耶稣。
But it was a different Jesus than he knew before.
但这个耶稣跟他从前所认识的那个耶稣可不一样。
This was a Jesus that was the judge. You see, God's not going to judge us. Jesus, he said, God told us.He would be judged. Jesus
is going to judge. And as
we see him, he's like aged. His hair is white. He's from the beginning to the never end.
当他看到他的时候，他这个头发是白的，他是一直长久存在的。
But the eyes is what I think of.
那当你想到他的眼睛的时候
，blazing eyes.
说这个眼睛如同火焰。
I often tell parents, if you want to try to discipline your child, be sure to get their little face so you can look them in the eye.
我常常跟父母们讲哈，如果你要管教你的孩子的时候，你要确保他说眼睛看着你，让他的脸完全对着你，看着你的眼睛。
No, they're not going to want to do it.
他们不会愿意这样做的。
They're going to go.
他们肯定会想办法看别的地方，然后你就要把它搬过来。
Why? Because when we look in eyes.It's in contact with our soul.
你知道吗？这个就像我们中国人也会说，这个眼睛是心灵的窗户一样。当他看你的眼睛的时候，你要看到他的灵魂。
And the blazing eyes of Jesus can look clear through.
那这个耶稣的眼目如同火焰，他可以清清楚楚的看到我们里面是什么样。
But he looks at us, he knows all of our deeds.
所以当他看到我们的时候，他们知道我们一切的一切。
When he looks at us, we're going to cower inside of us unless we're under the blood.
所以当他看到我们的时候，如果我们不是被他的宝血遮盖的话，我们的里面就会那些丑陋都会显露出来。那当他要审判我们的时候，不是按逻辑的，
not by science,
也不是靠科学的，
not by church doctrine,
也不是靠这个教会的这个章程的。
We're going to be judged from the word of God.
No, 他是以神的话来定我们。
So we can today do anything you want with the word, twist it, turn it, make it what you want, you know, all of that kind of thing. We can do that.
我们今天好像有很多自由，我们可以想怎么做就怎么做，我们想怎么解释圣经就怎么解释。
But one day we have to face it.
可是有那么一天，耶稣要来审判我们。
Straight as a two-edged sword.
他要
cutting to the very marrow of our heart. Oh, I didn't listen. I didn't do.
这个神的话就像两刃的剑一样，他来审判我们。
Refused.
看到我们的心里是怎么样的，我们是怎么样的拒绝，怎么样的扭曲他的。
You say, Sister Schwartz, it's only a vision, only a dream. Let me tell you.
你可能会说，这不过是一个意象，一个梦而已。
The word of God is sure.
但是让我告诉你，神的话是确实的。
He means what he says.
他所说的一定要成就。
He doesn't manipulate.
神不会扭曲。
He doesn't twist and turn.
他也不会改变。
He tells us the truth.
他直直接接地告诉我们什么是真相。
You see, Jesus is the center.
耶稣是中心
of this wonderful plan of God.
是神所有一切计划的中心
His begotten Son.
神耶稣是神的儿子
That He sent to us.
神差他到世上来
And said, "Here's your brother."
告诉我们这就是你们的兄长
Here's your Savior.
他是你们的救主
Here's the one that took your place.
他为你们赎罪
He's not just a prophet.
他不是一个先知而已。
He's not just a good man they built up because he did nice things. No.
他也不是一个好的老师被人高举而已。
Been lots of good men.
这世上有很多好人。
Been lots of prophets.
有很多先知。
But he has lasted throughout the time.
然而他不同，他是从始至终的。
Religions have faded.
那些先知都不见了，
然后很多宗
教也没有了。
For the last 2,000 years since Jesus was sent by God, it has lasted.
可是他。是长久存在，从2000年前神差他到这世上来以后，一直都在。
And in many areas, it's growing.
而且神的教会在
很多地方在。Their joy is real.
在扩张，在成长，人的爱在显明。
I really don't know what else to say.
我也不知道该怎么跟你们讲。
Only know him.
只是想劝告你们要认识他。
Take hold of one of those hooks and put it on some of those.Bible verses that you have built your faith, that you can build your faith.
就好像那些登山的人一样，把这个圣经的经节当做你的立足点。
800 years before Jesus ever came, the Word of God tells where he's going to be born.
在耶稣降生800年前，神的话就已经预言了他会出生在什么地方。
With Jesus, when we know him and love him, because love is an emotion, we feel it at times. We feel overjoyed. We feel, but sometimes the clouds are over his face.
我们认识耶稣, 我们爱他, 这个爱常常在我们里面是一种感情, 是一种情绪。
Sometimes the situations try to crush us.
那有的时候我们的困境来了, 耶稣的脸目好像被云遮住了, 看不到他。
But that is where we have to learn to still trust him, to look up to him, to love him, to sense his love.
那这个时候我们就要学习我们仍然来信靠他, 我们相信他, 我们知道, 确实的知道他是爱我们的。
Maybe I should ask you, who do you think Jesus is?
也许我今天该问你们, 你们说耶稣是谁?
And maybe I should say like Pilate.
或者像比拉多那样。
What are you going to do with it? He said, what is truth? What are you going to do with the truth?
你对这个事情要怎么反应呢? 要怎么做呢?
We can have joint decisions, but this will never be a joint decision.
我们可以很多时候可以大家有一个共识, 但是这件事情没有办法是一个大家的共识。
It has to be our decision. If we want Jesus. If we want to build that love. If we want to learn to build that example of him. God will help us.
神会帮助我们。
Shall we pray?
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, as we have brought your message, we pray.
天父，当我们听到你的信息的时候，我们祷告。
That the blessed Holy Spirit will take it to the hearts that need it.
愿你的圣灵帮助我们，让这个信息进到我们的心里。
Give joy to those that need joy. Give conviction to those who need conviction.
需要被
But just open.
唤醒的，请你自己来做，请你打开我们的心。
I'm going to ask you to stand this morning.
我今天请大家要站起来。
And I'm going to ask each one of you to ask yourself the question, What do I think of Jesus?
我请大家自己心里思想,
And what am I going to do about it?
对我来说到底是谁? 我要怎么来对待他? 我要怎么做?
This morning you can accept him as your Savior.
今天早上你可以接受他做你的救主。
You can accept him as your example.
你也可以让他成为你的榜样。
You can accept him as the one who is your advocate in heaven.
你也可以承认他是你在天上的代求者。
And someday when we stand before him,
当有一天我们站在他面前的时候,
and the truth is given,
当这个真理在我们面前呈现的时候,
and he looks in the book of life and says, yes, your name's here.
当他打开生命册的时候, 说你的名字记在上面的时候,
thank God.
我们感谢神。
Father, help them this morning.
天父，求你今天早上来帮助我们。
Come do the work that we cannot do.
求你在我们心里做那个我们自己做不成的工作。
Come do the work, Lord.
主，求你亲自来做工。
I wonder if there's any that would lift their hands and say, I really want to accept Jesus.
我不知道我们今天当中有没有人愿意举手说我要接受耶稣。
I really want to know him.
我真的想知道他。
I want to stand before him someday with a clear conscience.
我希望当我站在他面前的时候有一个清洁的良心。
I want to live his example.
我想学他的榜样。
Are there any here that would say this?
我们当中有人愿意吗? 愿意请你举手。
I trust you'll go home. Thank the Lord for these hands that's been lifted.
感谢主。感谢主。
Amen. Lord.
主啊。
May thy Holy Spirit go with our people.
愿你的灵与你的民同在。
In the name of Jesus.
祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.